I want to teach you about increasing more and more in the kingdom of God operation in your life, because I want you to increase more and more, and God wants you to increase more and more. It's all over the Bible. God promises to increase His people, and example after example of God causing His people to increase more and more. Let's read Psalms 115:14. May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. It's in the covenant that you have with God, increase more and more. Increasing more and more is part of your royal inheritance in the family of God. So realize today that you are to increase more and more, for that is the will of God for you. Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, before he became a disciple of Jesus, was a fisherman. He was in the fishing business, and apparently this business was in his family, so he knew a lot about fishing. Peter knew what lakes to fish in, what time of day to fish, the seasons, what places were best to catch fish. He knew a lot about fishing. But now, Jesus is going to come, and He is going to totally shift Peter's paradigm here. And that is what God does. You see, the Word of God is not bound by seasons and times in terms of its ability to produce. God's Word can produce for you anytime, anywhere. He can get you business without a single client. Think about that. He can pay your bills, your rent, when you have no money. He can increase you more and more when you have a low-paying job. He can qualify you when the world says you are not qualified. God is God. He's an awesome God. He can go beyond the natural. Let's start reading this story about Peter in Luke 5:1-2. And it came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, and I'm sure that Jesus was teaching about increase, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. So Peter was a businessman, and he had employees as well, and he wasn't doing too well that day. Luke 5:3. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. You have to take notice here and understand that the platform, the basis for any increase, is the Word of God. You don't see any increase in the kingdom without the Word of God. That's why we see Jesus teaching the Word of God here in Peter's boat, and I'm sure he was teaching about increase. Luke 5:4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. Now notice, Peter had fished all night, but Jesus is telling him to let down his nets for a draught. Now that draught is going to be a great increase. Jesus is telling Peter to do something that will increase his business. He told him to let down the nets for a draught. God is telling us in Psalms 115:14 that He also wants us to have a great increase. Let's read it again. Psalms 115:14. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. God has promised us increase. He promised us increase in Psalms 115:14, and so we can use this Word of God in Psalms 115:14 as the basis, the platform, for our own increase and our children, because God's promise of increase more and more was not only for us, but also our children. God should be increasing us more and more. If you are not seeing increase more and more, then don't put it on God, because He never violates His word, His promises. God is good and just all the time. You can count on the promises of God's Word. So you got to look at yourself. Why are you not seeing increase? Now we are about to see why Peter wasn't increasing in his fishing business. Luke 5:5. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Now you should underline the word toiled in your Bible in that scripture, and then cross it out, because it's not supposed to be in your life. You need to declare right now, my days of toiling are over. There is no more toiling for me. Toil is a very dangerous thing, because toil means fatigue of mind or body. When you're toiling in something and fatigued in the mind or fatigued in the body, your body was not meant to stand up under that. Realize your body is resilient because it is so well made, but you must realize that you were never meant to bear the weight of your own provision and toil for everything, work for everything you get. God is your source. God is your supply. If you are a man and you are married, you don't want some other man buying your wife lingerie. She is your wife, and you want to take care of her and not some other man. Well, God is a good father, and he wants to be your only source and your only supply. He doesn't want you to look for a job or look to a job, a paycheck, or Social Security check to meet your needs. Luke 5:5. And Simon answered unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. The Spirit of God is also going to direct you in your finances to do exactly what you need to do to bring in increase when you have taken in nothing. He is no respecter of persons. Now notice what happened after they let down the net. Luke 5:6. And they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. Obedience to God always brings increase in our lives. Let's continue. Luke 5:7. And they beckoned unto their partners which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. I am sure if they had pulled in just one fish, that would not have put Simon on his knees. But they caught so many fish until he knew there was no way this could be done naturally. So what did Peter see? What brought Peter to his knees? He saw God do something for him that he didn't toil for, he didn't work for, he didn't slave for, he didn't deserve it. What brings a person to repentance or changes their mind or the way they act? The goodness of God. The Bible tells us that it is the goodness of God that brings a person to repentance. They know they didn't earn the goodness of God that they saw him do in their lives. It is by grace that we are saved through faith and get everything else of the goodness of God. God wants to do something for you that you didn't earn, or you couldn't possibly earn. He wants to increase you more and more, and it is by his grace through faith in his goodness. The increase more and more is not by you, but it is a gift from God, and not of your works, your toiling, your own merit that you could boast. I believe the goodness of God bringing increase to you more and more is going to be so spectacular that it is going to bring you to your knees. You are going to see what He has done, and you are going to say, "Look what the Lord has done."